Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, following the Word of God, and just gather together in Jesus' name with others. Let's lift Him up and let's praise Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And we invite you to worship with us and tell others about our ministry from time to time. Be ready at the end of the broadcast. I'll give you some contact information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. All right, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Wonderful promises, wonderful words from the Word of God. All right, let's get ready to sing. We have a little 12-year-old listener named Sarah Lassar, and she listens to our broadcast with her grandma and grandpa. And Sarah, we appreciate you listening. And Sarah wanted us to sing Jesus Loves Me. Isn't it great to get requests from little children? Yes, Jesus loves me. So all of you join in while we sing Jesus Loves Me. Let's dedicate it to Sarah, and let's just let her know that we're all singing and boosting her and giving her a good hand clap and thank her for listening. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gates swing open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, loves me still. Though I'm very weak and ill, from His shining throne on high comes to watch me where I die. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. One more time for Sarah now. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When the disciples would have sent the little children away, Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." Jesus loves little children, and Jesus loves you no matter what your age might be. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for prayer. Let's talk to the Jesus that loves us. Our precious promise today comes from John 15:11. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." The Lord is interested in us being filled with joy and our joy being full. He's interested in us loving one another as he loved us. And he said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus proved that on Calvary when he laid down his life for his friends, that being us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, and we thank you for the truths that encourage us and lift us up and strengthen us, carry us through. We thank you today, Lord, because we can call on you. We just appreciate Sarah today, Lord, and her request as a little child. And Lord, I remember when you were 12 years old, you were found in the temple teaching and discussing the Word of God with those in authority. Bless little Sarah, Lord, and use her for the glory of God, we pray. And Father, we just know today that you're able to touch each one in this congregation today. Should there be someone that's unsaved and doesn't know you as his or her Savior, I pray that today will be the day. Use this ministry somehow to convict some heart. Lord, speak to them. Show them, Lord, what eternity will be without them. And show them, Lord, what you're willing to do for them. I just pray that today will be the day when many repent. Bless this service and minister to each one, we pray, no matter what their needs are. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now. Let's praise him together. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ
the Lord.
And remember, we'll give you the contact information toward the end, where we're here worshiping Him because Jesus is alive and well.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. He's sitting with the Heavenly Father, interceding for you and me. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. Now go tell the kings and the president's men, the coming of the Lord is nigh. They better get their house in order. He's gonna split the eastern sky. Get the message out to the people. Let's tell them while there's time to tell that the Son of God is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. He is sitting with the Heavenly Father, interceding for you and me. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well.
Hallelujah. Do you believe it today? Sing with us. Let's shout the victory.
When they nailed my Jesus to that old cross, the devil danced around with glee. He thought he had the children of God and would take them and throw them in the fiery sea. But on the third day, the stone was rolled away. The angel said, Mary, go and tell that the Son of God has risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. He's sitting with the Heavenly Father, interceding for you and me. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well.
Praise God, Jesus is alive and well. In the book of Isaiah 54, verse 3, for thou shalt break forth on thy right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. If you have, you've given to your church and taken care of your family, you'd like to share something with us, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, oh, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well.